Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, a new study shows the effect marriage can have on our health. And it may shock you. A scientific breakthrough that could make your dog live longer. And after being hospitalized on graduation day, innovative technology helped this student be in two places at once. But first, the royal wedding captivated audiences around the world. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle brought a modern sensibility to the ceremony that ushered in many historic and symbolic firsts. Perhaps because Meghan is an American herself, the wedding drew record-breaking ratings in the United States. Close to 30 million Americans watched the ceremony live, up from the 23 million that watched Prince William and Kate Middleton's wedding in 2011. Meghan also put her own stamp on the ceremony. Her feminist credentials shine through when she walked herself down the aisle, a first for royal British brides. Another memorable first was Bishop Michael Curry's fiery sermon about the power of love. Bishop Curry, a Chicago-based pastor, is the first African-American to preside over the Episcopal Church. And while it's tradition for royal newlyweds to travel to the reception in a British sports car, Harry and Meghan put their own spin on it. They drove in a classic 1968 silver blue Jaguar, which had been converted to full electric power. Now that they've tied the knot, Harry and Meghan are back to work. They'll delay their honeymoon to attend Harry's father, Prince Charles' 70th birthday party.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedaledes. Nicole, I hear that Starbucks has made a big policy change.
That's right, Richard. Starbucks is telling employees to let anyone use its restrooms, even if they do not buy anything. The coffee chain said it wants all customers who come in to feel welcome and is currently reviewing its policies after an incident in Philadelphia that resulted in the arrest of two men. The condiment wars are on. Kraft Heinz is going to release a new mayonnaise and a new mayo chup. This as the company takes on Hellmann's maker Unilever. The two companies account for more than 80% of mayo sales in the United States, but they've been losing market share to niche brands over the past couple of years. The era of borrowing cheap is over. Mortgage rates hit seven-year highs. The spike was faster than some economists predicted.
And Nicole, what makes this concerning?
Some people believe a higher rate environment could slow home price appreciation and squeeze first-time buyers. Others think homeowners will want to keep their low-rate mortgages rather than trade up for better properties.
Interesting. Nicole from the New York Stock Exchange, thank you.
The New York Police Department has confirmed they're investigating Chef Mario Batali for sexual misconduct. At least 11 women made accusations against Batali. Late last year, he admitted inappropriate behavior and took a leave from his restaurant group. And Janet Jackson accepted the Icon Award at the Billboard Music Awards on Sunday. Giving her first performance on TV in 9 years, Jackson wowed the crowd with a medley of hits like Nasty. Now watch as a quadriplegic man named Dave Whalen performs the national anthem on a harmonica-like instrument he designed himself. Just incredible, and it sounds like the crowd thought so too. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, Kristen. Well, could you get sunscreen in a pill? There is a new herbal and vitamin supplement called Sundot. It contains vitamin D and some extracts from a fern. Limited research shows the ingredients can reduce the effects of ultraviolet exposure. Sundots are not a magic bullet, of course. If you do go out in the sun, you still need to wear your sunscreen and take other precautions. The votes are in, and America's favorite Mexican restaurant is Taco Bell. That's according to a new Harris poll. It gave consumers six options: Taco Bell, Chipotle, Moe's Southwest Grill, Qdoba, Baja Fresh, and Del Taco. Voting was based on familiarity with the product, quality, and future consideration. This, by the way, is the first time in 30 years that Taco Bell took the top spot. And scientists hope to find the fountain of youth for dogs. The Dog Aging Project is looking at a drug that is already used on sick people to see if it can help keep dogs alive longer. Researchers know this medication extended the lives of yeast and flies, worms and mice, and are hoping to extend a dog's life by about 20%. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Well, they say all dogs go to heaven, but we'd still like to keep them here on Earth as long as we can. So thanks, Danielle.
a new bill targets sexual harassment on airplanes. The Stop Sexual Assault and Harassment in Transportation Act was introduced by Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon. The law would require airlines to create formal policies and procedures to address harassment and assault. They would be posted on websites and elsewhere. It would give passengers direction on how to report incidents to the crew. Airlines would be required to report data on harassment to the Department of Transportation. The bill also addresses harassment of the staff on planes. Flight attendants have reported rampant sexual harassment while at work. In a recent survey by the Association of Flight Attendants, nearly 70% reported being harassed by passengers. The law adds sexual harassment to the definition of interference with a crew member, which is illegal already under federal law. One trade group said these new guidelines and federal requirements are much needed and will help make the skies safer. The law would also apply to train and bus companies.
For years, 17-year-old Cynthia Petway has struggled with a health condition. Cynthia told AL.com, "Every job I get, I lose it because of my illness." To make up for time missed from school, Cynthia attended night classes. She finished her studies this year. But a week before graduation, she was back in the hospital. She didn't think she'd make it out to her ceremony. That's when the Mobile School District and the USA Children's and Women's Hospital decided to get Cynthia to the stage virtually. A telepresence robot, complete with cap and gown, driven by Cynthia from the hospital, was called to the stage. And an iPad gave her the experience of being there.
We have one more graduate that couldn't be here physically with us, and so we will call her at this time, Cynthia Petway.
As she watched the live stream of her ceremony, Cynthia cried tears of joy. She said, "I'm my grandma's first grandbaby, her first one to get to walk that stage, so I had to walk that stage." Cynthia's mother said it was perfect. Cynthia has a GoFundMe for her medical expenses. We've linked to it on our Top 30 Facebook page. Well, nearly 1.5 million people got chemical peels last year, hoping to achieve smoother and younger looking skin. But chemical peels can be painful and require recovery time, which is why we've got today's Top 30 steal, a Trophy Skin Mini Microdermabrasion System at a special 51% discount. This easy to use handheld tool can deliver the same result as clinical treatments. It only takes 5 minutes to get back that smooth and glowing skin that is just below the surface. The Trophy Skin Mini Microdermabrasion System improves the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, age spots, pores, acne scars, and uneven skin tones. This dermatologist-recommended treatment is safe for all skin types, and it keeps your skin looking refreshed. The Trophy Skin Mini Microdermabrasion System retails for $99, but today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 51% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. And Top 30 will be right back.
Welcome back to Top 30. Lawmakers in Texas are debating gun laws after a school shooting left 10 people dead. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick blamed a variety of factors, including violent video games and schools with too many doors. But Houston Police Chief Art Azevedo said it was irresponsible to ignore the role gun laws play in school shootings. This is his list of things that he blames. It says led to Friday's shooting. Violent video games, the elimination of religion from public schools, abortion, and the breakdown of families. But what's missing off that list?
Guns. Yeah, he even said guns are part of who we are as a nation, and that's a direct quote there.
Yeah.
The thing is, who we are as a nation are landing, you know, kids at other kids' funerals. And you know what I hate? That we've been having this conversation several times this year.
Where I come from, England, we have all those things, right? We have violent video games, the elimination of religion from public schools, abortion, and the breakdown of families. We've got them all. Do you know what we don't have? Any mass shootings. We didn't have Vegas, we didn't have the church in Texas, we didn't have the equivalent of Parkland or the one last week or the many others we don't report on. We don't have, because what's the one thing we don't have? Guns.
Yeah.
And the tiny handful of people who do own guns for hunting keep them locked up in a safe.
Yeah, the Houston police chief is urging voters to, you know, cast your ballot and elect people who are going to change gun laws. You know, I'm tired of having this conversation.
Change the country.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. All right, how about this story? A few new screenwriting tools aim to improve representation of women in scripts. Highland 2 has a gender analysis tool that shows how many characters are female and how often they speak. Writer Duet measures how often female characters discuss something other than a man. This is really cool because what it does, it lets writers tackle this issue using this software even before the script gets to the casting directors and the producers.
A guy called John August was brought on board, a screenwriter who worked on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and the forthcoming live-action Aladdin. He says, during the writing process, you're not always aware of how little your female characters are interacting or speaking.
So this software, though, is a step in the right direction. It's available right now, even, I know, in the iTunes store.
It's not people being awful. It's not active sexism. Yeah. It's just the culture.
Yeah.
And if you're aware of it, then you can change it.
Absolutely. In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, Rodney Burton from Redford Township, Michigan, was born with sickle cell disease. And a few years ago, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. The good news is Rodney is now 6 months in remission. And now he wants to help other kids who are battling difficult diseases. So he plans to celebrate his 9th birthday by holding a blood drive at his church. And Rodney's mom, Janai, says her son's strength is her motivation. In our second story from Fox 10 Phoenix, two former Marines are running across the country to raise awareness about military veterans suffering from mental health issues. Will Owen says 22 veterans commit suicide every day, and this run is a way to spread the word across the country. They plan to run about 60 miles a day, and mostly they want to bring the nation together to tackle this issue.
We're all in this together, and I think that's not just a military concept, but a national concept. We, as in the American community.
In our final story from Fox 26 Houston, Tori Furlow is a single mom of two. She just graduated from Houston Community College with a degree in applied science. Getting her diploma wasn't easy. She had to take night classes after work. But she did get some help from the nonprofit Buckner Family Pathways, which helps support single parents seeking an education. As a graduation surprise, Buckner surprised Tori and her two kids with tickets to Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, where the Houston Rockets played the Golden State Warriors. And better yet, the Rockets won the game. A new study looks at how marriage impacts your health, specifically people with arthritis or diabetes. Researchers found someone may suffer physical side effects after having an argument with their spouse. So it's this vicious cycle, really. You know, you get in an argument and then you start feeling seriously sick, which makes you more agitated. And then you get into another argument, making you feel worse. So it's really this cycle that continues, and it makes sense.
Yeah. But it's people suffering quite badly with arthritis and diabetes.
Right.
And so lots of people kept a journal, and it found that there's a relationship between negative moods and how much pain they feel from arthritis and diabetes.
Yeah.
And that what they discovered was the negative moods came often from having an argument with their partner. So therefore, there's a correlation between argument with partner pain.
Yeah.
And it's about, if you want to decrease that pain, so it goes on to say you're trapped in a cycle. The pain lasts more than a day, making you more likely to argue again, and on you go.
It's crazy that the healthier relationships can help your health, your physical health.
That's what they're saying. You need to work on the quality of your relationship, and it'll help mend, to some extent, diabetes and arthritis. That's what's fascinating.
There you go.
One in four parents admit to changing fairy tales when reading to their kids. Some say they are too violent. For example, Little Red Riding Hood ends with a little girl being eaten by a wolf. Then a hunter cuts her out with an axe. Others say the stories are outdated, like Cinderella's responsibilities of doing all the cleaning and all the chores.
I love these stories so much.
It's kind of cartoony stuff, though, isn't it?
It's like
worrying about, you know, when an anvil falls on top of Bugs Bunny or something. They're not literal, so I don't think they matter very much, but I can see why people might overthink it.
I change every single story I read to my kids. Every single story. Like, last night I was reading Winnie the Pooh, and Piglet's, because Piglet's talking about how terrified he is because it's dark outside, he's having nightmares, and I'm just like, okay, Piglet, thanks for planting in my son's head that he's going to have nightmares.
You think you're a better writer than A.A. Milne, do you?
I change
A little rewrite of A.A. Milne's work, shall we?
Elmo, too. I change Elmo's stories. They say the monsters are here. I just say the friends are here.
Yeah. You know? I think 27% of people don't like Robin Hood, which is funny because Robin Hood steals from the rich to give to the poor, right?
Steals.
Which, to me, is quite a good thing. Yeah, but I think here in America, they're like, He is a thief and a socialist.
Yeah, exactly. And so I will also change Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a major backup in a Pennsylvania town after a traffic sign read, "Zombies ahead, run." Well, police joked on Facebook, posting, "We hope there was no public alarm today as there were no reports of zombies anywhere." So after the zombie message, another message appeared with, let's just say it was lewd content. But some who live in the area say the person responsible should be caught and prosecuted. They say it's not funny at all. And
The first part is funny.
The back and forth.
I mean, the lewd message offended people. It's an old people's community. The first part, "Zombies ahead, run," is amusing. In the 1920s, Orson Welles broadcast a version of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds about aliens landing in London, and people believed it and started to panic.
Yes.
Whereas here, what's quite sweet here is people who saw the sign saying "Zombies ahead, run" just got out of their cars and took photos of it.
Posted on Instagram.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, well, I hope zombies really aren't.
They're not. We're fine. A 25-year-old Dallas man was arrested, accused of posing as a high school freshman and starring on the school's basketball team. Police say Sydney Gilstrap Portley enrolled at a high school last year, claiming he was a victim of Hurricane Harvey. Skyline High School had opened its doors to Harvey victims after the hurricane hit and displaced thousands of students. He then ended up transferring to Hillcrest High School. He was a basketball standout there and was even voted the district's offensive player of the year by the coaches. But a former coach who had Gilstrap Portley on his team in 2011 recognized him at a basketball tournament and alerted his current coach. That's when his story unraveled and police got involved. He's facing a charge of tampering with government records. The school district says it's reviewing enrollment policies to keep students safe while also continuing to help those in need.
Fox's hit show Empire is wrapping up its fourth season on May 23rd. And after several years on the air, the storylines continue to bring the drama and touch on real struggles. Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston shares a more serious side of the cast with us. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. That's right. Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard sat down with us at a media event in New York called Fox Upfronts, a chance for network stars to get out in front of the cameras and showcase what's to come for their TV shows. A big talker for Henson and Howard, how they relate to the audience on tough issues.
I think it boils down to family, and that's something that transcends race. Everybody understands family.
Henson said no topic is too tough for the Lions. You can catch the season 4 finale right here on Fox, Wednesday, May 23rd.
All right, I'll be tuning in. Thanks, Coco. Now, here's a cool story. A chance discovery, a curious man, and social media helped a Canadian woman find a missing camera she lost 3 years ago. Cinda Williger went to her friend's 50th birthday celebration, which was a whitewater rafting trip. She took pictures with a waterproof disposable camera, but at the end of the trip, she discovered it wasn't in her pocket anymore. Cinda thought those memories were gone forever, but 3 years later, she noticed a man had posted several pictures of her group's trip to Facebook, so she contacted him immediately. Turns out he was walking along the beach and came across the camera. He had the film developed and posted the pictures on Facebook with an explanation of how he found the camera. The story spread online until finally reaching Cinda, who was shocked to see her pictures for the first time. She said getting the memories of her trip after 3 years was like opening the perfect Christmas present. Even with all the advances made in prosthetics, controlling the new limb can still be challenging. But new research could change that. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joins us from his studio with more. So, Cody, I hear this research could change the lives of people with disabilities.
That's right, Kristen. Researchers from UC Berkeley have created a holographic brain device that can simulate false sensations. It works using optogenics. That involves putting genes that produce light-responsive proteins into specific cells in the body. That lets researchers use specially targeted light to alter the cell's behavior, and the Berkeley team did this in the brains of live mice. The team used these light patterns to make the mice feel whatever sensation they wanted them to feel, in touch, vision, and motor areas of their brains. Eventually, the team hopes to create a device for a human brain to help them control a prosthetic limb or replace lost sensations after nerve damage. This could be the first step towards a virtual brain implant with additional or enhanced senses. Kristen?
That would be a major breakthrough. Thanks, Cody. And you can check out more on curiosity.com.
All right, that is it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on the next show. A new study reveals why so many Americans started working side jobs. Plus, fewer babies are being born as the US fertility rate falls to a record low. And a high school football player with a medical challenge got to meet his favorite NFL player. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.